USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump dismissed the Chinese official's assertion that his administration has agreed to roll back some of the higher tariffs it imposed on Chinese goods. The Chinese official had said the two sides agreed to a phased cancellation of the tariff hikes as part of a new agreement. Trump's pushback suggested negotiations have not progressed as far as he had hoped, as the world's two biggest economies struggle to negotiate an end to the trade war. Trump told reporters at the White House, "I know they'd like to have a rollback, and I have not agreed to anything." Chicago's mayor named former Los Angeles Police Chief Charlie Beck to serve as Chicago's interim police superintendent a day after the city's top cop announced he is retiring. Mayor Lori Lightfoot said Beck was the perfect choice for the job, leading the police force in the nation's third largest city. She noted that he implemented many of the same reforms in L.A. that Chicago has undertaken in recent years. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is the solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
We give thanks for our food on Thanksgiving, but not for everything on the menu. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Cranberry sauce is America's least favorite Thanksgiving food, according to a new Harris Poll survey that seems to indicate that Americans have a number of foods that they eat on holidays purely for the sake of tradition. Number two of disliked Thanksgiving foods, green bean casserole, and that's followed by sweet potatoes. That secret food hate may be why a quarter of Americans in the survey also said they have no real interest in Thanksgiving leftovers. I'm Chris Barnes.
The federal government announced $800 million in aid to farmers of three southern states that were devastated by last year's hurricanes. Nearly half of that money will go to Florida, where timber farmers suffered catastrophic losses when Hurricane Michael came ashore in October 2018. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said the funding will also help Alabama and Georgia cover hurricane losses in the timber, cattle, and poultry industries. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Family and friends of a former Twitter employee accused of spying for Saudi Arabia call him a dedicated husband and father who has overcome recent mental health struggles, according to letters of support filed to federal court. Ahmad Abuamo, the U.S. citizen and media partnership manager for Twitter's Middle East region, is charged with acting as an agent of Saudi Arabia without registering with the United States government. The case marks the first time the kingdom, long linked to the United States through its massive oil reserves and regional security arrangements, has been accused of spying in America. Judge Paula L. McCandless ordered Abuamo's released on bail with GPS monitoring, a mental health evaluation, and travel restrictions. Federal prosecutors say they plan to file an appeal. Ben and Jerry's is facing a lawsuit accusing the ice cream maker and its parent company of false advertising by saying the milk and cream in its products comes from Happy Cows. In a complaint filed in federal court in Burlington, Vermont, where Ben & Jerry's was founded, environmental advocate James Ehlers accuses the company and Unilever of deceiving customers. He said many of the farms that produce the milk and cream are factory-style mass-production dairy operations, and only a few are part of the company's, quote, caring dairy, end of quote, program. Ben & Jerry's spokesman Sean Greenwood emailed that the company does not comment on pending lawsuits. He's proud of the work he's done with the Vermont family farmers and is committed to building a resilient, regenerative dairy supply. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.